You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Aotearoa Legal Workers Union is a new union that has been launched to advocate for people in the legal profession, particularly young people. I spoke to the interim president, Hayley Cole, about the new union, what it proposes to do for people, particularly young people, and where it plans to head for the future. So I began by asking, what is the Aotearoa Legal Workers Union?
The Aotearoa Legal Workers Union is a union set up to advocate for and improve working conditions in the legal profession for all legal workers. So that includes junior lawyers, senior lawyers, legal secretaries, other support staff, policy and advocacy workers as well. We're wanting to change some of the hierarchical system in the legal profession and give a voice to the people who typically don't have a voice.
So where did the idea for this union come from? Why has it been launched?
The idea's been around for quite a while, actually. I think a lot of people have thought about the need for it. It's taken a while for something to happen, partly because there's a lot of fear in the profession of what this would mean for people's career opportunities. And I think part of it has just been a matter of time. But last year, with all of the news around bullying and burnout and harassment in the legal profession, it was kind of a catalyst for a group of us to sort of decide that we needed to do something about it ourselves and something that would actually give a voice to the juniors in the profession and not just the seniors. And the union was the best way that we thought that we could do that. And so we've been working on that for the last few months, trying to put something together and get it off the ground.
So was there, well, clearly there was some sort of gap in the market for legal workers having some sort of union or some sort of group that they feel like is advocating for them. Is this true? So there was nothing.
There are groups for young lawyers for like networking and you know, socializing and that kind of thing. And then there's the Law Society, which you know, generally works for all lawyers, but their role is different. Their role isn't an advocacy role for juniors in particular. They work for a lot of the partners. They are made up of the partners. They work for law firms as a whole, which doesn't actually give a voice to the junior lawyers or the other legal workers who don't have a voice. So a union is a great way to do that because it, collectively it means that all of us can speak louder than anyone on their own. And it also means that we can listen to people who are at the more junior end, and we can actually ask for change in a way that sort of a you know, young lawyers committee or something can't do it in quite the same way.
Now, you did say before that there was a worry, maybe a fear about not having career opportunities with there being a union. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I think a lot of people are just concerned that they'll be seen to be creating too much of a fuss or you know, breaking out of the mold or something like that. They're scared that it will affect their prospects for progression in their career. But we've talked to a lot of the senior members of the profession, and we don't think that that's actually a reality. We think that fear isn't actually grounded in reality, because there used to be a lawyers union back in the 80s, back when union membership was compulsory, and a lot of the people who were involved back then are now judges or barristers or partners in law firms, and so they've all clearly gone on to do very well with their careers, and we think that it'll be just the same for us, and we don't think that membership of the union will be any problem at all. But if anyone is concerned, their membership of the union will not be published at all until we go into collective bargaining, which again we wouldn't do without membership support. And so if anyone was concerned about that, they don't need to worry that their employer will know, because we're not going to be telling them. They would be the only ones who would ever need to tell them, unless we went to collective bargaining, which isn't going to happen for a while anyway.
And I suppose that is really important for people working in the legal profession, because it is a particularly, you'd say, a competitive industry, and you don't want to be out of work.
We also hope that eventually union membership will become so normal that basically it's like a default thing that everyone does. You know, you join up at law school because there's a student membership option, and then you continue on through for your first few years in work, and, you know, people can stay in the union as long as they like until they become a partner. We anticipate that it'll probably be less needed for the older members of the profession, because you get to a point where you can actually bargain for yourself a lot more. But particularly for the younger years, we think that it's a really good option, and we hope that it becomes the norm.
So that's interesting. So there is going to be an avenue for law students to be part of the union as well.
Absolutely. We currently have a student membership option. So students can go online and sign up, and you just choose the student membership option. We're obviously not able to bargain for you or anything at the moment, but it's the kind of thing that as we get more established, we would like to work with law schools and see what we can do to help law students as well, because, you know, they're the future of the profession.
So obviously a lot of this work that it sounds like you're focused on is around young people, and you've said that's because there isn't, you know, we can't bargain for ourselves as much as people who have worked in the industry for a lot longer can. So could you explain, obviously as the climate in the legal profession has been particularly tense recently with the revelation of, you know, sexual harassment and bullying and low mental health, how do you think this is affecting the young people in the legal profession, whether those that be junior lawyers or, you know, people still at law school?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I think a lot of us were really hopeful when a lot of those reports came out. We thought that, you know, maybe this is a time for things to change, but it's been over a year now, and there have been some changes. A lot of firms have looked at their bullying and harassment policies, but it really feels like not that much has actually changed in reality, and people are still working really long hours without being compensated for the extra hours that they're doing. There's potential minimum wage breaches there, and it's just the kind of thing that unless there's a voice for juniors saying what will actually make a difference for us, that it will be a long time before anything changes.
I just want to talk sort of briefly about mental health, because particularly I know
that's being a really big issue.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge issue for the legal profession, full stop. It's a huge issue for law students and university students generally as well. I know the universities are pushing hugely for wellbeing and mental health to be a big part of the kaupapa around classes and things. So do you think that for people working in the legal profession, that issues of mental health arise when people begin working in the legal profession, and it comes from the work that the legal profession makes you do? Or do you think it begins much earlier, perhaps in law school?
I think it's probably a combination, and it'll be different for different people. Both environments at law school and in the work environment, they're both really high pressured and they're both very competitive. And that can be rough, especially if you don't have good support. I think in a law firm environment in particular, working the consistent long hours under pressure is really not good for mental health. And it's that kind of issue that we'd like to see change on. But it's not going to be any one factor. I mean, we don't have all the solutions now, but we have a long future ahead of us. And I hope that we can make a difference to that. Yeah, we'd definitely like to look at what kinds of solutions can be started at law school and at university, because that's where a lot of the culture starts. And I think it's something that, you know, can be improved, and would love to see, you know, more support for law students and for lawyers generally as well.
How do you think the creation of the Aotearoa Legal Workers Union will make a difference to the legal environment? What's your sort of checklist? What do you want to get done?
I guess our first thing is to get membership. We have 130 members at the moment, but that will climb rapidly. And once we're well represented, or once we have members who are representative across the board, we'll be talking to the big firms and asking them to negotiate with us and to make some of those changes. One of our first campaigns is around the minimum wage. We've got a lot of anecdotal evidence that the number of hours that people do mean that their average salary per hour is actually less than minimum wage, which is a real problem in the profession, so we're going to look at that. But in the long term, it's going to be something that's membership driven, so we'll be talking to our members and asking what they want us to do, and how we can use our collective strength to make a change for them. And so we don't know what the future is going to hold in that sense, but our AGM is in August, and we'll be talking to our members at that point, if not earlier, about what they want us to do.
Fabulous. So could and just lastly, how can people get involved? Where do we go if we want to sign up?
So go to our website, alwu.org.nz, and there's a tab there to join up. You can look around. There's an FAQs area. There's a whole bunch of information if anyone's curious. But yeah, you can join up there as a student member or as a full member or an associate member, which is for people who can't really be full members but do want to still be involved. So, go onto our website and have a look around. We also have a Facebook page, Instagram and Twitter accounts if you want to follow us on those to see what we're up to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.